Afghanistan's interim government announced today that its secret police have arrested hundreds of people in a series of raids conducted over the last week. Authorities say the raids were aimed against plotters who were conspiring to sabotage peace and stability in Afghanistan. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kabul and joins us now. Ivan, what are the details of this plot?
Well, John, it appears the secret police here have rounded up some 300 people over the past week, and more than 100 remain in detention right now. They're being accused of conspiracy, of what the government says is terror, abduction, and sabotage. The interior minister of the Afghan interim government spoke today. He said the targets in this conspiracy included the chairman of the interim government, Hamid Karzai, as well as the former king of Afghanistan, Zahir Shah. In the raids that the police launched, they said they found documents, evidence of this conspiracy, as well as explosives and remote-controlled detonation devices.
And who's behind the plot?
Well, the authorities here are pointing towards a group called Hizb-e-Islami, and that was begun by a warlord named Gulbuddin Hikmatyar. He was one of the key warlords involved in tearing this city apart in the early 1990s. He's known for his anti-American views. The authorities here say that the majority of the suspects they've gathered are Hizb-e-Islami members, and they in particular targeted one of Hikmatyar's former deputies, a man named Sabaun.
Was Hikmatyar an ally of the Taliban?
No, he lived in exile during the time of the Taliban. He was an enemy of the Northern Alliance. He was one of the arch rivals of Ahmed Shah Massoud, and the two of them rocketed and destroyed major portions of this city and killed some 50,000 people fighting over Kabul in the early 1990s.
What does this say about the relative stability or instability of the situation in Afghanistan?
Well, if you look at the headlines, it looks like we're engaging in nation building here. Not too long ago, the first schools started opening up. Girls were going back to school. They're building an Afghan national army. But these are on the surface. And the fact is you've got a large contingent of foreign peacekeepers as well as American troops on the ground here. And they're keeping the warlords who fought over this country for decades, they're keeping them from outright fighting. But we know that there are movements going on beneath the surface, that people are rivals, that they're working for positions in power, and some are not happy. And they appear to be willing to resort to arms to get what they want.
I wonder, though, if you might also see this as a way for the current group in power, headed by Hamid Karzai, of suppressing any kind of political opposition.
Absolutely. That's definitely a possibility. This could be a kind of move. When asked about this, the interior minister of the Afghan interim government, that's Yunus Kanuni, he insisted that this was no move against political opponents, that the only move really took place when some threat was perceived. And all we have right now is his word on those arrests.
Thanks very much, Ivan.
Thank you, John.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul.